If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Women Physicians Lead, hosted by Dr. Lisa Herbert, helps women physicians move from surviving to thriving in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Lisa shares leadership tips, burnout support, stress management strategies, and inspiration from women physicians who've made remarkable transitions into leadership roles. There's a fantastic episode that you should check out called Taking Care of Yourself During the Journey, about how women physicians can care for themselves while on their leadership journeys. Check out Women Physicians Lead on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara, and today we're going to talk about a very important topic that is simply just not talked about enough: when you're not okay. And that sometimes it's okay to not be okay, but we're going to talk about the importance of speaking out and how to better take care of yourself when you're okay. This is truly a hidden struggle, and I really hope that today you feel validated, hopeful, and maybe take that next step tomorrow to dialing in and feeling well again. In today's fast-paced and demanding world, it's just not uncommon for women to find themselves struggling with their mental and emotional well-being. Society places these high expectations on women to just juggle multiple roles and responsibilities, from a successful professional to caring mothers, partners, friends, and literally just taking care of everybody else first. It's crucial to know that women can face unique challenges because of this. Eventually, this takes a toll on our physical and mental health. And it's equally important to highlight the significance of seeking help during times of feeling overwhelmed and when things are challenging, and understanding that the difficulties women may encounter when asking for help. It's important to address the reality that women, just like anyone else, can have moments when we are just not okay. The expectation to constantly appear strong and composed leads to women burying their emotions, and this results in an internal battle that goes unnoticed. On the outside, you're putting on this face, you're happy, life is great and wonderful, but inside, we have feelings of sadness, anxiety, overwhelm, or even a sense of inadequacy that can manifest silently and gradually erode our overall well-being. The modern woman finds herself juggling various roles and responsibilities, which can be overwhelming and exhausting, period. Striving to excel in both personal and professional realms of life leaves little time for self-care, and societal expectations can further compound these challenges. And in turn, this emphasizes the need to be independent and self-reliant and always put together. As a result, seeking help can be perceived as a sign of weakness or failure, and adding an additional layer of complexity to our already difficult task of reaching out for support. The stigma surrounding mental health is real, and I will continue to chip away at this in hopes of us as a society breaking down these walls that are present around it. Society has made significant progress in reducing it, but it still exists. And this perception that seeking help is a sign of weakness needs to be done. It needs to go away, plain and simple. This perception, coupled with the fear of judgment and potential repercussions, really deters women from seeking the assistance that they desperately need. The fear of being labeled as crazy, lazy, or not being taken seriously can lead to reluctance to share one's struggles openly, even if it's with one person who you like, know, and trust already. This further exacerbates the internal turmoil that we feel. Recognizing that seeking help is not a sign of weakness. I'm going to say it again. This is not a sign of weakness, but rather an act of strength is crucial. It is essential to understand that everyone, regardless of our gender, faces challenging moments that can overwhelm us. Seeking help allows individuals to address their emotional well-being, gain support, and develop coping mechanisms to help navigate the ups and downs of life. We are messy humans. And just when we think something's going well, life happens. We've got to have the tools in our pocket for when that happens so we know how to effectively deal with that, with life. Breaking down the barriers that prevent women from seeking help is a collective responsibility. We need to create safe spaces, online, offline, in the workspace, out of the workspace, where women can openly discuss their mental health challenges. We need to encourage open conversations, provide non-judgmental support, and promote mental health literacy that can help women feel empowered to seek assistance without fear of being stigmatized. We need support networks and resources. These build a strong network for women, and that's essential. As women, we love to network. We need to have friends, family members, and professionals that can provide invaluable emotional support during difficult times. Additionally, we need to seek guidance from mental health professionals, therapists, or counselors that can offer objective perspectives and equip women with the necessary tools to overcome their struggles. Women's mental health should never be taken for granted or overlooked. The pressures, expectations, and unique challenges that women face make it difficult to ask for help when they need it most. It is vital for women to recognize the importance of seeking assistance and understand that reaching out is an act of strength. I'm going to say it again. Reaching out is an act of strength, not a weakness. By breaking down barriers, fostering open conversations, and promoting mental health care, we can create a world where women once again feel empowered to seek the support they deserve. Remember, it's okay to not be okay, and seeking help is the first step towards healing and personal growth. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Please share this with the women in your life and be the support they need. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.